Connection brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartles Hill, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. An opportunity for me to check in with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and hope you managed to get here and stay mostly dry in the process. Good morning.
Yeah, mostly dry, I think, is the correct term there. I got a little bit wet, but yeah. It wasn't too bad. And I think it calmed down when I was coming upstairs, so that's
there you go.
A blessing there.
Well, you just see several things that I know we want to get to right away. October, that is the best time to get a flu shot if you haven't got one already.
Yeah, we have our flu shot clinics already started. We're actually got two of them kind of under our belt. Mm-hmm. We had one on Saturday, October 1st, and we just finished up one on this Tuesday. So if you haven't seen us yet or gotten your flu shot, you can come by any Tuesday in October. We should have three more weeks left of that, and get your flu shot. We offer the regular dose, and then we offer that flu zone high dose vaccine also. Yeah. For anybody 65 or older that we've offered the last couple of years, so we still have that as well.
Check with your doctor to be sure, but many, if not most doctors, will probably say if you're 65 and older that they would recommend the high dose, but again, check with your doctor.
That's true, and you know, a common misconception is the high dose isn't like the four-strain flu vaccine that people are often hearing about.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who in town might offer that, but what the flu zone high dose is as you get older, your immune system gets a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it takes a lot longer for things to kind of get in, antibiotics. And so this high dose flu shot gives you four times the antigens of what's in a regular flu shot. And so mm-hmm. what that does is it kind of gives it a boost into your immune system. So it helps it get in there faster and stay in there just a little bit longer. And so that's why it's recommended, because it's the same strain. It's going to cover the same flu. Mm-hmm. The biggest difference is just going to be maybe how fast it gets into your system. And so definitely for those who are older and already know they kind of have a compromised immune system, it's a good idea to get that high dose. That way you're a little bit more protected.
Yeah. Now, you don't offer the pneumonia vaccine and some of the others that they would have to see their doctor, right?
Yeah, we don't offer that. You're going to have to see your doctor about that or go to the health department for a pneumonia shot or something like that. We're just offering the flu shots. If you're a eligible Medicare Part D participant, there's no cost out of pocket for you. You mm-hmm. just bring in your Medicare card. We like to have a photo ID if you have one. It just kind of makes that process a little bit faster. And then you'll fill out your paperwork, get your shot, and head on out. If you're not a Medicare Part D participant, we don't file other insurances, and so you'll want to bring cash if that's the case. Yeah. It's $50 for the high dose and $30 for the low dose. So anybody can come by and get a regular dose vaccine. So if you don't want to go to your doctor and you just want to make it convenient, stop by Elder Care and get your flu shot, and we'll just give you the regular dose and $30 and you're good to go.
Yeah, and I would say most of the time you're pretty much walk-in appointment, and unless there's four people in line ahead of you, you can get taken care of almost immediately.
So. We try to keep that line moving. It depends on if everyone decides to come at the exact same moment or not. For those of you who maybe are paying the cash version because we won't file your insurance, a lot of people get a receipt. You can then submit that to your insurance company. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they'll reimburse for that potentially. So it's just kind of an opposite yeah. way to do that.
So kind of going back to the way we used to do things, but we don't do it anymore because everything's all electronically filed.
Yeah, and we try and keep it simple. It's 9 to noon and 1 to 4 these next three Tuesdays. So you just come in the door. There's usually someone there greeting you. Most of the time it's me, but sometimes it's
you're
someone
here today,
else.
So yeah.
So they'll come in the door, you'll head down to our conference room where we have it, kind of follow the line, and if you make some time, we're also offering free balance screenings all Tuesdays while we're having the flu shot clinic. So typically you have to make an appointment for those free assessments, but this time we're just going to have someone available, and just come in, get your flu shot, go across the hall and get your balance screening too.
Oh, how easy is that? That's great.
We try to. Well, it's a good pairing. You know, what we try and remind everyone when it comes to their balance screening is it's kind of like getting your eyes checked or your ears checked. Or go into your yearly checkup. Once a year is great.
Yeah.
Because you may have had no problems last year, and you may have something that you just haven't even paid attention to this year. Or maybe you were kind of in the middle and you didn't do anything and it's increased. Or sometimes the opposite. You've been working at home. You've been doing those exercises. You've been walking and it's actually gotten better. And so it's a great Where are you on that scale for fall? Are you a low risk? Are you a high risk? Has it changed this year? Do you need to do something to prevent a fall? Or are you already doing something and you should just keep it up?
Yeah, and some of those problems, just like a lot of other things, just creep up on us. You deal with it when you get out of bed, but you really haven't noticed it. There wasn't a problem yesterday, kind of a little problem today, and maybe a little problem tomorrow. It just happens very gradually.
Absolutely. And you know, you compensate for it so easily. You know, you're a little off balance, and so you walk a little slower, you look down, you don't go out as much just because you're nervous. And sometimes you don't even realize where you are because you've just kind of made those small adjustments. And before you know it, it's been a couple of years, and you really do have a problem.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, just like you said, going to the eye doctor or anything else. Over a course of time, you know, I'm not seeing it as well, but it was the same way yesterday, so no big deal.
Yeah, and you know what's great? You know, we're kind of talking about physical therapy now. It's actually National Physical Therapy Month.
It is,
and so we're excited. We're going to, you know, our prime times that come out in October is going to have some articles on physical therapy. These free assessments on Tuesday is a great time to come see our facility. Mm-hmm. That's another great excuse to do it. You get to go into the physical therapy area, see what it's like, talk with a PTA or a physical therapist while you're in there. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of be on the lookout. We're going to try and give you a lot of great information this month about physical therapy because it's so important and it can really change your life.
Well, I know we try to mention this whenever we're on topic, but again, the practice has changed more than a year ago now. You're not required to go see your doctor first.
You're not required. You have direct access to your physical therapy care now. So you still have to do an evaluation with a physical therapist, but the difference is you used to have to go to your doctor, get a referral, come over, get your evaluation, then they send that back to your doctor, then your doctor gives a prescription for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. You don't have to do that anymore. You can walk straight in, you can get an evaluation. Our physical therapist, we still work with your doctors. We mm-hmm. want them to be informed, we want them to know what's going on. So we send that evaluation over and say, hey, you know, here's what we found. We think we recommend this, and then you might get a prescription for 4 weeks or 6 weeks of physical therapy, and it may be nothing. I mean, you just never know.
But again, that first step is eliminated, so at least you're moving forward faster.
You are. It can cut 2 or 3 weeks out sometimes.
Yeah. Or even more. I mean, depending on how promptly your doctor responds, and they're busy people, but we all know sometimes you call up and say, hey, I need this prescription reauthorized, and you think that they're going to do it in 4 hours, and sometimes it's more like 4 days. So
yeah, so it don't wait kind of thing. You know, another thing we kind of mentioned earlier when we talked about flu shots, Medicare Part D or Part B.
Well,
Part
both
B,
of them.
Yeah. for, you know, Part B for your flu shot. Okay, so Part D is your medication. Mm-hmm. And now we're about to enter in the open enrollment part of the year. So if you're new to Part D, or maybe you've done this for many years, you know that there's a certain time of year that you are in open enrollment for those plans. Mm-hmm. And you have the opportunity to change provider if that is better for you based off of your medications changed this year, or your rates, or whatever. There could be a combination of things, and that can get really confusing. And so elder care, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years. We offer free counseling sessions for people who are looking at open enrollment. Mm-hmm. So they can bring in a list of their prescriptions, their cards. We can help pull up all of that information and tell you what might be best for you and show you all your options. And that way you can make an informed decision. There's no cost to you, but you have to make an appointment.
And just because you think you're happy with the plan that you currently have, don't necessarily assume that they're going to continue, you know, with the current setup. They may have changed some of their network providers or changed their formulary or whatever. So
absolutely. And I think that's a big misconception, is you're happy and you think everything's going great, but a lot of places change every year. And so maybe a medication that used to be covered, if you don't check into it, may not be covered this next year.
Yeah.
And so you want to definitely make sure that that's taken care of for you. And so these appointments are usually about 30 minutes long. You bring it in, we can help you work it out. We have three counselors this year that are going to be taking appointments, and so that way we can try and get you in. Right now we're making appointments Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So when you call up to make an appointment, best thing to do is, I need Tuesday in the afternoon, or I need, you know, Wednesday in the morning, and we can look at our calendar and get you an appointment.
Yeah, or just, I need afternoons. Don't show me anything in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, whatever. And Ronnie at our front desk, she typically makes those appointments. And so she's really great about trying to work with you. Now, open enrollment, it's October 15th, and it ends December 7th. Now, October 15th is a Saturday this year, so we won't take appointments that day.
I don't understand.
I know.
So, but they can start that day.
They can start that day. So if you're comfortable doing it yourself, there are ways to research it and do it yourself. But if you want someone else to take a look at it, we can do that starting October 17th. That's a Monday. And we will make appointments all the way through December 7th. That's your last day to get it taken care of. So don't wait to do it.
What information do they need to bring?
You need to bring a list of prescriptions. And then a photo ID and your insurance cards. That's pretty much it. But that list of medications, that's important because that's what we really look at to make sure you're covered.
And I don't know why anybody would do it, but I'm sure there are some people that get several prescriptions filled at two or three different pharmacies. So, have a list of, in case you do that, which I don't recommend, then bring that list along too.
Absolutely. I mean, any information you bring, if it's too much, we just kind of discard what we don't need. The biggest thing to remind you, maybe you don't want to look at it this month, but you still want an appointment. Well, call and make one for November, but don't wait, because we see upwards of 300 people a year, and there are always those who wait till the last minute, and we can't fit them in.
Yeah.
And so we'd hate for you to lose out on that and not have a chance to reevaluate your plan. But if you're happy, great. Some people come in, look at it, say, this is
good.
Perfect, and they walk out, and it's been 10 minutes, and they're... They're good to go.
There you go. And that's the easiest. Those are the ones you like. But, the rest of them, you're solving some problems for them, or at least giving a third-party look at what's going on.
Absolutely. And sometimes, one medication's going up on this plan, these ones are going down, and so even though one's more, it's really complicated, and a lot of people get very overwhelmed. And so you don't have to do it yourself. We're here to help as much as we can.
Yeah. Okay, we will continue on a community connection on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're spending a little bit of time this morning with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. And, of course, we're talking about all kinds of seasonal things like flu shots and getting ready for open enrollment for Medicare. Actually, Part B and Part D, but we're talking mostly about D. At least we were before we took the break.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time. I mean, to get all that done. You know, other things, you talk about seasonal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Today's very rainy. It's not cold yet, but that cold wintry weather, it's on its way.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen despite how much I think it's not, because it's still 80. But I bring that up just to remind everyone.
Would it help if I say the overnight low Saturday night is going to be in the lower 40s?
It helps a little bit. Yeah. But our Brighter Living program, our companion service, I always like to remind people as the winter weathers get a little closer, kind of what that program does and the value it can have. You know, right now, a lot of people use it for transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping. They're already enrolled. They're running errands. But what happens a lot during the winter is winter comes and the roads get kind of bad and you get a lot more nervous about driving. So 80% of the year,
walking out the door to the car.
Yeah, 80% of the year, you're good. You don't need help with that. But maybe there's that 20% of the year where you're a lot less likely to get out, especially in some slick weather.
Take your pick of the words. They all work.
So enrolling in our companion service to have someone there during those few times of the year where you need to get to the grocery store, but you don't feel comfortable driving in the weather, or you even need someone to come help you dig your car out. You are good with driving, but you really can't clear your sidewalk very well.
Yeah.
Our Brighter Living Companions, they can do that for you, and they can help out. They also are great with running errands in terms of maybe stocking up on some food before a storm comes in. We all know how crazy Walmart gets. You don't want to deal with it. They can come in and kind of help prepare you for any kind of emergency situation that might come up. And so I just want to remind everyone, we have that great service. I like to call it our just in case service during the winter time. You may not think you need it now, but just in case there's a possibility, enrolling and getting set up with it. So all you have to do is call and make an appointment is much better than calling and saying, well, I know there's a couple inches of snow outside and I really need someone. And it may be a couple days before we can get someone out because we have to go through that enrollment process.
So get somebody to come in, let's say, November, December, and January at least, and maybe February, and schedule them in and just say, look, I don't care whether it's going to be, it could be 60, it could be 6. Just have somebody in that day and say, let's work on some meals and stick them in the freezer so all I have to do is pull them out and nuke them when I want them. You know?
Yeah, and then, you know what? Our companions are great during the holiday season in terms of decorating, too. You want to get your tree up, but, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. That can all happen, preparing for families to come in. Great thing about it is once you're enrolled, it can be 1 hour once a month to 24-hour care, and it can be 1 hour every couple months. It's not necessarily any set schedule, and so that's nice. You get enrolled, you get set. 2 months from now, when the weather hits, you're ready to go.
But you do have to enroll first. That's not a five-minute process.
No, it's not a five-minute process. There is an evaluation, which really just means we come out to your home and we talk about what you need so that we're prepared for you, and you know how all the steps go with setting up an appointment and all that stuff. So there is that process. It takes a couple days to get through, so don't wait until you need it. Do it beforehand.
Don't call up at 9 and say, can you come out at 2?
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen for us. You know, I know we're winding down here. We got just a couple minutes. But if you didn't get a chance to stop by at the end of the month and pick up our new Golden Opportunities brochure, you should be sure to do that sometime this week. Maybe not today when it's rainy, but tomorrow or Tuesday when you come in for your flu shot.
That'd be a great time
to
do it. Yeah, well, if we get just a little bit of preview of what you're going to find on the brochure.
Yeah, well, let's see. At the end of this month, the Barnesville Area History Museum is going to come in and teach a class called Step Back in Time.
Okay.
We also have a laughing yoga class. We have a pottery class coming up. And then in December, we're heading out to Rama's Christmas Lights, lunch or dinner at Los Cabos, shopping at Persimmons Hollow Village in Broken Arrow.
Plenty of opportunity right there for you to go find out about the GEO program.
Absolutely. Stop by, get a brochure, check it out on our website. It's www.abouteldercare.org. And come get your flu shots on Tuesday.
Okay. What time does it start Tuesday morning?
9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 every Tuesday this month.
Bring your Medicare card and get that flu shot, regular or high dose. Check with your doctor if you need to. And head on over to Elder Care Tuesday morning. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.